attempt to do two main things: to really ensure that there is financing to operate at scale, to get education and learning opportunities to all children in crisis and in emergency, so that actually education can be delivered very quickly at the onset of a crisis, and that children have the opportunity to benefit from a safe environment and can learn. But it's also more than financing. The fund is really an attempt to try and improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the humanitarian and development architecture, so that we really kind of firstly prevent the disruption of education by investing early on in systems improvement, so that systems are resilient to shock, but also that there is and really critically, that there's a better coordination between humanitarian and development interventions that we really plan for the long term.
As you mentioned, Adif, of course, there are more challenges other than just financing. There is the security situation on the ground. If we took the Syrian example, just to try to understand more how this fund will work, how will you be able to help Syrian children with this fund?
In terms of the Syria crisis, I mean, one of the problems that has arisen is the delay of getting education to children who have moved to other parts of the region. And really, on average, I think it was a six-year delay in terms of getting a lot of those children back into school. And that shouldn't have really been the case. And that's what the platform and the fund is trying to ensure doesn't happen. It's that at the onset of any emergency, that the fund will really support some of that immediate action, but also in the sort of direct aftermath of a crisis, to really kind of ensure that even at a regional level, there's an effective response and a medium-term response to the needs of the children who have had to flee. So it's about, again, focusing in on that kind of immediate onset of a crisis, ensuring that there is enough resource, there is adequate coordination between different partners to really support some of that immediate action, to assess where children are and to develop an immediate education strategy and really enact some of those plans to deliver better quality.
Preparations are now speeding up for the first ever World Humanitarian Summit. What are your expectations? What do you hope to come out of this summit?
The fund itself will be launched at the summit, and this is a unique opportunity given the actors that will be at the WHS and the profile that the fund will get as a result of being launched at the WHS itself. So the expectation is that we have an opportunity to raise the profile of education in emergencies through the launch of the fund at the summit, but it's also to try and elicit support for the fund as it gets up and running through donor contributions, not just from traditional donors in the field, but really through partnerships with non-traditional donors, with other partners who can really add value to what the fund's trying to do, both in terms of finances and the finance target that the fund hopes to meet, but also in terms of in-kind expertise to really ensure that we're mobilizing the best knowledge, the best experience and skills we collectively need to address the disruption of education and learning. So yes, it's about getting pledges of support, financial support for the fund, but it's also about harnessing the expertise of a wider range of players, not just within the education sector, to really help deliver on the objectives that the fund has.